Hi, my name is Marielle Hemingway, and I live in Sun Valley, Idaho. I grew up there. I also live in California.
Talking this morning with Marielle Hemingway, thank you so much for doing this, setting aside the time for us today. You have such an amazing, multifaceted career, and whenever I mention your name, I said, told my friends I was going to be talking to you today. They went, oh, lipstick. Oh, personal best. It's like your movies. They could immediately call them to mind. And I remember loving the TV series Civil Wars as well. Do you have any?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Do you have any favorites looking back that you said, hey, you know, not bad?
Oh, you're so cute. You know, I always just really enjoyed what I was doing at the moment. I mean, when I actually really loved making Civil Wars as well. It was so much fun. It was a Stephen Boschko show. Mm-hmm. And I was playing a lawyer. It was really, it was kind of before its time, which tended to be my career choices all around.
Yes.
And I was always like a couple of years before anybody was doing that.
That's so interesting you say that, because that's so spot on.
I'm glad that people still remember me.
You've branched out since then. You've done several books, including Finding My Balance and Out Came the Sun, Overcoming the Legacy of Mental Illness, Addiction, and Suicide in the Family. Was this a kind of natural flow for you to go from acting to books to now speaking?
Well, I still do all of it. I'm producing. I'm making a television series based on my grandfather's book, A Movable Feast. I'm doing a suicide prevention series for teenagers, also. And Time Magazine is my producing partner. But the reason I got into writing books about health and wellness, not just mental health, but it started out health and wellness, is because it's been a passion of mine because of the family that I come from. There was a lot of alcoholism. There was a lot of, you know, drug abuse. There was mental illness in my family. Now, of course, when you're a kid, you don't think that those are issues. You just, you know, it's your family and you're just dealing with it and you love them and you're moving on. But my life was always about, like, how can I be healthier? How can I be better? Because I didn't want to end up the way they did. So that led to writing Finding My Balance. And then I wrote some health and wellness books between that, Healthy Living from the Inside Out and a cookbook. But then I made this documentary called Running From Crazy, which Oprah co-produced and with me. And it was about the legacy of my family's mental illness, but kind of focused on my sister and her kind of demise through drugs and alcohol, and she took her life. When I made that film, I realized that this was such an important issue, and an important issue to have somebody who is well known to be able to speak about. So I go around the country and I tell my story, not because I think my story is so great, but because it gives people kind of permission to tell their own story or maybe reach out and get help, you know, which is why I'm going to New Jersey at the end of the month, because the Trinitas Medical Center is one of the few behavioral health centers of a big hospital in your state. And I've been around the country and very few hospitals have mental health or behavioral health facilities and stuff that's helping teens that have been abused. It's really, really important. And so I get very passionate about speaking because I know there's such a need. There's such a need for people to feel heard and understood.
I would think, though, it's almost like beyond taken to the nth power performing on stage. It seems so brave of you to be doing this. Does it take a lot out of you to do these speaking engagements and so forth?
You know, it used to be, it was almost traumatic, but it was also very, you know, like I would always have sort of an aha moment going, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that. And it's why I share my story, because I show people that by doing that, digging deep, it's less hard than it is transformative. It just, like, it turns lights on, things that you don't even realize. And I've told my story so many times now, but there's, it's so healing for you, but you also see the lights go on for other people. So it's no longer traumatic. It used to make me incredibly nervous, but now I just see people feeling like they're understood by somebody who's well known. Not that I'm that famous, but you know, by somebody who's
through
it. And but it looks like, oh, she couldn't have a problem. She grew up where she grew up. There's no issues in her life. But the truth is, nobody knows what somebody else is going through. And that's, I actually really, really love speaking. It's just become so important to me. And I'm really excited about the television show that I'm doing. And I'm actually really excited to come to New Jersey. I've been there several times, so I'm excited.
It seems like you don't have any difficulties in your life. You haven't missed a beat since Lipstick, and that you've just been trucking along. And has it been a burden being part of your family, being Ernest Hemingway's granddaughter? I mean, every family tells stories about the family and goes through things. What about that and you?
I would say that I spent a great deal of my young adult life and even into my middle age being frightened. And it wasn't that it was a burden because I didn't know anything different, but it was a fear. And when you don't understand something, you're afraid of it. When you don't have a knowledge about mental health issues and really don't have a circumference of information that you can like grasp, put your head around, that's when fear can take over. Before I had knowledge about the issues of mental health, about addiction, about how things happen, you succumb to your fears as opposed to getting information and digging deep. So I no longer feel the burden of that. I feel like I've been blessed with the ability to talk about it so that other people can get help. And for me, it's just, I keep getting more information. So I have, you know, I'm completely joyful in my life. I have a wonderful partner, boyfriend that is, I can't, you know, at 57, I shouldn't be calling him a boyfriend, but I'm like, really, guy? He's like, yeah, you'll be 100 and you'll call me your, I was like, oh, wow, well, I don't know about that. But I have a really good life. So but part of that is because I continue to dig deep into where I came from so that I can always move forward, always get better. And I talk about lifestyle and food and exercise and taking time for meditation or silence, whatever you want to call it, and being really mindful in one's life, grounding, actually like getting your bare feet on the ground, and how these things sound trivial, but they're actually really important to mental health and balance. I'm not talking about what Trinitas does is provide health care for people that are really in trouble. And it's one of the few places in the country, actually, and the only hospital in New Jersey that provides mental health care, behavioral health care, which is really needed. But I talk about the everyday things that we as human beings just going through life that, you know, we all suffer from something. Yeah. You know, we all come from families. We're not immune to having problems just because you may not be clinically unhealthy. So it doesn't mean that you don't suffer from depression once in a while, or that the weather, you know, here in Idaho is getting darker. So I know that I have to get outside and get sun, or I do things because I know that keeping my life balanced is a process all the time.
You said these are little things, what you were talking about before, but really they're not, because they have such a huge impact. Just taking a walk in nature and taking care of yourself and having some hot soup. I don't know. It just really...
It's totally true.
Yeah.
It's totally true. They sound small. They're not small. We take it for granted, the simple things, like drinking water is incredibly important for our health, body, mind, and spirit. And taking time to be, I meditate, take 5 minutes to be just silent, where you just think about your breath. You know, there's simple things that one can do that create stability.
I'm talking to you today because of an event coming up. It's October 29th at 6:30, and it's in Florham Park in New Jersey. Tell me about that, how that came about. Sounds very exciting.
I do a lot of speaking around the country at mental health facilities or foundations and things. And I heard about it. I think they reached out on social media or something.
Oh,
And to me, it's just so important that they're, especially a hospital that is dealing with this problem, because not many hospitals have the ability to deal with mental health issues. Now, they want to upgrade the facility, and they want to say, look, we really care about you, and they want to make the environment in which people with mental health issues feel comfortable. So that's why they're raising money. That's why this event is happening. It's a very important hospital in the community, but it's also a really important hospital in the United States, because yes, there are just not very many of them. I'm really happy that they have a 15-bed residential facility for teens who have been sexually, emotionally, and physically abused. That's so important, because our teens are suffering so much in this country. So this is a wonderful facility that needs a little bit of an upgrade. And, you know, I was thrilled to be a part of that, to come, to speak, to help inspire people to support it, because this is important. And that's why I go to a big city in New Jersey, or I'll go to a small town in Indiana, or, you know, I'll go all over the country, because I just love it. I love what I do. I love sharing my story so that other people can get help, or facilities like these can raise more money so that they can make a difference, make more of a difference.
You sound great. I wanted to ask you how you are doing, but you sound fabulous. So is that true?
Yeah, I am. I have to say that I have been blessed because of what I've been doing for the last, gosh, a lot of years now, probably about 15 years I've really been focused on this. It's just changed my life, because I think when you give, I think anybody that knows that when you constantly are putting it out there, giving and sharing, you get so much back. So that's been a great joy in my life. And I feel very grateful to be on this journey of helping people. And I'm excited to come to your city.
Yeah. I promise this is my real last question here.
Oh, no, you're so good.
Your TV project, tell me where and what's going on with that?
So we have not sold it to a network yet, or a Netflix or any of that, because we are creating what they call in the business a sizzle reel. And once we finish that, I know it will sell. It's just such a pressing issue. Also, Time Magazine is one of the producing partners, and they're extraordinary. They have a lot of information themselves, and they really want to get it out there. So it's gonna happen, and it's so necessary. I mean, we're going to be talking about suicide in teens, but we're also going to be talking about solutions. Because one of the things that I and my producing partner, Tommy Habib, and I have talked about is that we don't want to just be like this sad story of like all these awful things and these children that lost their lives or took their lives. We want to have solutions for families, for people left behind, for people that are struggling with something, or being able to see the signs. So that's what we're hoping to do, is create a show where you can tune in, see the story, but also go, oh, I've seen that. I live near there. I could do that. I could go there. All of these different things. We really want to make a difference, not just tell sad stories. We want to like inspire people to really pay attention, to understand the signs and know the language of how to speak with people that might be suffering, and might not even know that they are. So that's the mission.
What's the title of it so far?
We don't know. We don't know
we
yet.
Don't
we
know.
Call it the Hemingway Suicide Project, which is totally depressing, going to be the name.
Oh, I want you to call me back when this progresses a little further.
That would be amazing. Yeah,
right.
Let's do that.
All awesome. Right.
Thank
well, you've,
you.
You've been great. Thank you so much for taking the time out there in Idaho to talk about this.
Thank you so much, Pat.
All right. Thank you, Mariel. Have a great day.
Awesome.
All right.
You too.
Bye.